So the other day I was looking at Cockney expressions, the top 100 Cockney expressions. And one of my favorites was when they, instead of saying trouble, they say Barney Rubble. So, like, you're in a bunch of Barney. What do you mean? You know, Barney, Rubble, Trouble, Barney Rubble. Or another good one was your mate, which is China Plate. Hey, China Plate. You're looking for a little Barney, aren't you? My mate's looking for a little trouble now, ain't he? Well, why don't you just say trouble and mate? Okay. We're rolling.
Well, I'm trying to find where it was near me.
Turn your engine off.
Can't, man. It's hot.
Do it, man. Okay, so we're all fascinated by fair culture.
I'm fascinated by these ruffles.
But one particular, it's always the best. Fair stories are the best, and this is the king of the fair stories, I have to say. It's just the greatest story. It's probably the greatest.
I thought you were talking about like a fair life.
What is that?
Obviously something I've never experienced, but.
There you go. A little airflow. Okay.
Dude, I'm not telling this story.
You got it.
No.
Okay, well, no, we're not going to. We're going to tell like the story of the whole day, because the whole day was amazing.
I don't remember the whole day. So you tell the parts.
Okay.
And I'll fill in.
Okay, so the setting is the Chowchilla County Fair 2018. And we're heading south to Chowchilla.
We're heading more than south of Chowchilla. I was all proud because I won Spring Festival Queen.
Yeah, Chowchilla High.
So stoked.
Mm-hmm.
I think the like the Hall of Fame the Hall of the Chowchilla Queen Fair Queens or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it actually burnt down the year I won, so I don't think I'm even in it.
All records have been stricken.
They're probably like, oh, please get her out of here.
Probably like, burn.
I think the runner-up burnt it down.
No. You gotta like, okay, you've got to, okay, just recreate what happened. So we all get in the car. We drive from Sacramento all the way to Chowchilla.
Pumped.
No. You were not pumped. What were you doing? You were anxious.
Yeah, because I didn't want to like run into people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a context. So we got a
context. Yeah, because I don't like.
Okay, so put us in your shoes. Okay, so you're 28 years old. No, you're 27.
Yeah, I was 27.
No, you're 28.
I was 27.
Okay. And you're going back to spend some time in the town you went to high school with.
That I had been gone from for 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I thought people would forget.
It's just a natural anxiety, though, to face the potential situation, whatever comes of this, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of know based on the people that you figure you're going to meet or run into.
Because they never left.
There's that. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, why else would you be stuck in Chowchilla if you never left?
Well, but there's also the people that just go to the fair, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So there's, you know, not just the people you went to high school with, but people in town, people you know are going to be there, people you know that aren't going to be there. So you've kind of like, you're like, such and such, that bitch will never show up here.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that. But you were kind of anxious that day. I remember you got a little nervous in the car.
It's probably why I blacked out. I didn't start the day off very well. It's probably why I was just so in a hurry to hit the beer garden. I was like, screw the fair food. Screw the parade. Gosh, the parade.
It's just, oh, that's right. The parade.
Yeah, the parade. It's like where everyone takes their like.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, so you went to the parade.
They take like their cows and and their cars that they like enter every year, and their like piece of shit U-Haul floats that they made from like the dollar store, and they get so crapped when they don't win. And it's like, how did you not win? You were the only one in your division.
How did you not win? You still lost, bitch. What? So, okay, but and how long do people typically work on these floats?
Oh, for months.
Really?
Oh yeah, people take that. They take that serious. And like, just a little backstory as kids, like, you know how everybody wants to send their kids to school, like, you know, for, you know, education, and you know, I'm not saying that we had an even average curriculum. However, we would get out of school when the fair was in town. That's a true thing. Fridays were fair days for kids, and parents would just drop their kids off at the fair, and they would just run around with like no money for water or anything, just these sweaty faced kids just riding these put together things that the carnies did, that just, it's like, oh, there's my uncle, he just got out of prison. Like, let's go ride the Ferris wheel. He'll let us ride for free. But you got a wristband from Save Mart for $20. You traded in your stack of tickets, and you got a wristband, and you rode for free until 9 o'clock.
At the fair.
At the fair. And so it's a big deal in the town.
Are those open?
No. Okay. I mean, they are, but they're not falling or dropping. They were falling, actually. But yeah, so that's the substance, and so everybody goes, and they all leave their houses, and they sit on the curb of this main street for this fair.
Right.
And you buy barbecue tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you sold the most.
I sold the most.
Yeah, when you were a senior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now.
And then, once you do that, everyone waits in line for 2 hours with their cars, or they just start walking barefoot to the fair.
Like some pilgrimage. Some sad rural pilgrimage.
Line for this barbecue feast.
Which it was.
It was. It's always good.
Like, yeah, it's.
You know, it's. I mean, it's not like. That's. You're not going to call, like, Gordon Ramsay over it or anything.
Yeah.
But, anyways, so yeah, so typically the kids run around. There's the parade, and then usually...
But you're easing into the situation.
Yeah, because everybody usually just stands around the beer garden. The adults do.
Well, okay, no, back up. So at the fair, you're there kind of hanging out with your friends or your family.
Yeah.
Then you ease into... Well, then you make the whole mass pilgrimage to the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Where the barbecue is. Mm-hmm. And the barbecue is a little more the same, only it's kind of like in the form of just this giant line, and you're still talking.
Still 2 hours. Yeah.
You're just family, your BS.
Bullshit, and yeah.
Yeah, you're just yapping about this fair, that float. How'd yours do? Well, I lost. Weren't you the only one, though?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you've lost 4 years in a row. Give it up. You're not going to win. You know you slept with the... You know you slept with his wife, man. And he's the freaking chief captain. You're never going to win.
It's very 4-H. And that's...
Yeah.
And that's the valley. But that's the valley for you, right?
Cause yeah.
Because Cal Expo is the king of all the fair, all the county fairs. And they've got... That's a huge 4-H.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's 4-H. So like...
So we watched cows, didn't we, too?
Yeah. We watched Michelle...
Yes.
...sell her... It was a heifer.
Yeah,
it was a heifer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got all sad.
And then I that's when my drinking started, because I ran into
Lloyd.
Yeah, I ran into a bunch of old buddies, and that's when all the flowing started
that's when the fuse was lit.
Fuse was lit, man.
Okay, so take us from that point on.
I don't remember from that point on, man. Yeah. I just remember the destiny. Like, I just remember riding the log ride, like, going on the Gravitron, and the carny, like, super, like, was hitting on me. He just let us keep going on it, and I was, like, so sick.
On which one?
The one that you stick to the wall.
Oh, the Gravitron?
The Gravitron.
Yeah, I had to do that a few times, too, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that was wild.
And you're on like a thing with like cast iron wheels that are just like, as it tilts and then like goes up, and then the faster it goes, you start moving up the wall.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, and you're like stuck to the wall, and like you're super cool if you can like get your head or like get your body and like turn around and flip around, but the whole time you're staring at this guy in the center and he's not moving.
Mm-mm. And his name's like, he's wearing like a bowling shirt that says Ace on it.
Yeah.
And he's got a hair lip.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's riding that, because he's been on this thing all day.
Yeah, but it's like, is he moving or not moving? Like, am I moving? Like, is he spinning with us?
Yeah.
Because he's not moving.
He was. Well, he was in the center of the fulcrum.
Yeah, so he doesn't get dizzy.
So he just
he doesn't stick to anything.
Mm. He's just kind of like doing a little shuffle with his feet side to side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just chilling, staring at all the little children.
And then mom's out there. She's like shaking down like carnies and stuff and like stealing their prizes and stuff.
Yeah. And like, then, come on, let me have that.
Yeah.
I didn't win. Boo. Let me try again.
And then she just ended up grabbing that one thing and the guy called the security on her or something.
Yeah. And she's like, wow, it's not even that big of a deal.
He said I could have this.
No, he didn't. That's why you got in trouble.
Okay, but now.
So now.
The best part of all.
The best part is the fair will usually have some, they have different booths for like, you know, at 2 o'clock, like there's a hypnotist, and at 3 o'clock there's, you know, this or that, like this show or, you know, someone's painting or whatever, you know, all these different things. Well, at like, you know, 9 o'clock, I think it was, like just when everybody starts getting their buzz on, or they're really just completely blacked out. And the kids, they quit watching their kids. I mean, let's be honest, they haven't watched their kids all day, but like typically the kids are supposed to go home, you know,
mm-hmm.
But, they don't. And so that's when they have a concert.
Well, now, yes. And I remember Toby Keith standing in the middle of the afternoon, standing in the middle of the fair. And I'm just thinking to myself, that guy sure does look like Toby Keith, but I don't know much about Toby Keith.
Mm.
So why is he standing there?
Well, why didn't you let me know that? Why didn't he?
Okay, so, but this is the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
So, and you got an autograph at that point?
No. Mm-mm. No, I think I just got a picture with him.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
And I was just, like, so excited. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, Toby Keith hasn't been a hit in a long time. I would understand why he would be at the Chowchilla Fair.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I was drunk, too.
Okay.
You know? So, I'm thinking, like, oh, my God. Then he really does look like Toby Keith. And so, then he starts performing. And it sounds just like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the real deal. Why was this free to get in? And so.
And who else was there?
Me and my mom. We were like, woo! Yeah! Woo! Let's go! Oh, we were dancing. We were singing. I knew every word. I was getting down with the get down.
And there's three other guys, too.
No, there was two others. The second one was.
It was Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean and then Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
By the time they got to Kenny Chesney, I knew it was a fraud.
I knew something was up.
I literally danced my ass off for like an hour and a half. And then when Kenny Chesney came on, I was like, okay, no, there's no way he would be here.
Well, what did you say, though, that was like the tip off? Because you go, because I remember you had all three of them lined up, right? Up in, I don't know where, after the concert was over or something. And you're like, well, you look like Kenny Chesney, but you don't look like.
I said, you look like Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah.
And you look like Jason Aldean, but you don't look like Kenny Chesney. It was just the weakest point of my entire life. And then I remember being so upset that they kind of just looked at me like, duh, bitch. Why would we be here? I was like, why would all three of you be here at the same time? And then I remember walking over to my friend, Emily, and I'm like, oh my God, that wasn't the real Toby Keith. And she's like, duh. And that's why I will never go back to the Chowchill affair.
That's so funny.
That's I was dreading it. And then that happens. And guess what? Now I can't live it down. It was one day of my life. And best. I always have to tell this Toby Keith story. I'm pretty sure I deleted all the pictures too, because I was like, fraud, fucking fraud. and then I had the longest 3-hour drive home.
Yeah.
Of just like remorse and sweat and regret. And.
But that's like, that reminds me of this, like the, when I was in Colorado and the Pope was visiting Mile High Stadium. And so all the pilgrimage, all these people from all over the world literally were having pilgrimages across overpasses, like walking in just long processions, you know, like, and then they had like a big staff, like the front of the procession had somebody was holding a staff, and then like they're kind of like a variation of like their flag and like a banner and like some Catholic symbols and shit like that. And they're going to see the Pope. And he was going to do some big thing in Mile High Stadium. But during the week, their local radio station, I think I told you the story, they dressed a guy up as the Pope. And he went in and they sent the Pope in. They sent the fake Pope into a grocery store to go in and like buy like raisins, you know. And people were fucking passing out. Like,
oh,
in the grocery store, they're like walking down the aisle like, you know, just like losing it.
Yeah.
That was kind of like you.
You'd just be like, that was the worst. That just made me feel worse about myself. Now I'm never going back to the Chowchill affair, and I'm never gonna go see the Pope.
No, fuck that guy. That was the best
way to ruin my life.
Oh no, that was,
because that probably would be me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's the Pope. Like, you think I got that excited over I hate you.
It's the Pope. He's buying raisins.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
Yeah. That was the best. Yeah.
Kenny Chesney gave it away. So, Kenny Chesney, like, not the real Kenny Chesney, but the one at the Chowchill Affair in 2018, fuck you.
And then what do you say? You go, you're not Toby Keith.
Yeah.
And what do you say? He goes, yeah, no, my name's Mike.
Yeah, he's like, no, I know. My name's Mike. I'm like, fuck you guys.
And mom was loading up on the fucking Winnebago, ready to go to Fireball to join them.
We were like, woo!
Ready to join the tour.
Yeah, and my mom was like, oh, I'm so crap. I was like, so embarrassed, because I was like, not as bad as me. Like, gosh.
And what'd your friend Emily say? She's like,
duh.
Why would
they come to the Chowchill affair? No one fucking comes to the Chowchill affair. And I was like, this is why I didn't want to come. I was so embarrassed. Oh my gosh.
I was tripping, because I was like, see, I'm coming from like that real naive perspective where I don't know.
My ears are hot. That's how embarrassed I am.
Oh.
Or maybe it's the sun. I don't know. Maybe it's Toby Keith. Out there.
But there was like, it was like, if that was really those three guys, like, that was the saddest, you know,
crowd
ever assembled.
Yeah, because me and mom made half. And mom the whole time was like, come on, babe, come out here. And you're like, nope.
I knew something was wrong, and I couldn't put my finger on it. Because, yeah, like, nobody was really mobbing old Toby early on in the afternoon, you know? Like, you would think, like,
well, he signed fake autographs, too. Why are you going to sign fake autographs?
What are you did he write Mike?
No. He signed like a fake-ass Toby Keith. Oh. Like, I guarantee you, while he did time in the pen.
Oh, shit.
He was sitting there practicing the Toby Keith signature.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
I was like, oh, my gosh. I totally got his signature, or his autograph, and I totally got a picture with him. And I'm totally never coming back. Or listening to one of his songs ever again.
We got back like 1:30 or 2. Like,
that was so embarrassing.
That was a classic trip.
No, and then I woke up the next day, couldn't live it down. And here we are, 3 years later. Oh, look, actually, it is May. Almost May. It's almost time for the fair again.
Oh, we gotta go.
I'm not going, man.
Maybe a fake Johnny Cash would be
there. I was just gonna say, it's gonna be Elvis Presley, and I'm gonna be out there so stoked. And I'm gonna be like, you know, he died, right? And I'd be like, damn it, he's dead.
You got me again.
No one told me. Not buying any more barbecue tickets.
Oh, that's so good. That's
so nobody go to the Chowchilla Fair. Don't invest in that. Like, I guarantee you, those people, like, they probably just got a free barbecue dinner. which only cost $10.
That's one of my favorite stories ever.
That's the worst story ever. Like, that's not even like a good funny story that like I can laugh at. I can't laugh at it.
I love it.
What about embarrassing stories for you?
Oh God, every day of my life.
Okay, well, not since you've met me.
Oh God. Oh, where do I start? I remember having to drive in high school.
And I don't want to hear like a cool embarrassing story where I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, Pops is so cool. Like, that's awesome. That's something that I would have done. Like, that's cool. Like, I want to talk about like, you're mortified to ever go back to Lodi, you know, because that's like what Chowchilla is. Like, people just go there to like.
Yeah.
Skydive and take the risk of dying, which most of the time they do. Like that one time, remember I made that Facebook post and I was like, oh my gosh, I hate my life so much right now. I might go skydiving in Lodi tomorrow. And then my friend screenshotted my thing and sent me a news article the next day. The 12th person had died there.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, and so I had to take my post down because then I felt bad. But I was like, I was just kidding. But then somebody really did die the next day.
Wow.
I mean.
Yeah, that's.
Maybe I should get into fortune telling.
Well, the gypsy fortune teller houses are always, they're always in business. You always see them at the on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, but I want to know my fortune first. Like, if I'm a psychic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like.
You want to know your own?
Yeah, man.
Gotcha.
Like, they're out here just, like, living the dream. Like, yeah, I live in my van, but...
Yeah.
But you're totally gonna own your own gym one day. And it's like, no, you're not, Earl. You don't even own a freaking driver's license. You're never gonna own a gym. Sorry to tell you that. And have you seen your wife lately? She's hot and she doesn't need a gym. She's just with you for your money.
Yeah, Earl.
Earl, who started up. I invented the postage note from Romy and Michelle. We invented the sticky notes. Oh, post. What did she say? Post-its.
Post-its?
Yeah. We invented post-its. Like, that's going to be me at my high school reunion.
Oh, yeah. That'd be classic. Go back to your reunion and just say, I invented the round knob.
Yeah.
Everyone using square up until I came along.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, yeah, I would probably have to come up with something like that really didn't come around until like I graduated.
What would you do if you went to your reunion?
I wouldn't.
Like, you should put
I just had my tenure.
Yeah. What's next? You got a 15?
No. I might go to my 20s. I might feel a little bit more accomplished by then. I don't know, man. I might be on a freaking mega yacht somewhere with Earl. Who knows?
I'm on a fortune-telling mega yacht with old Earl here.
Right. Well, you know, probably by then we'll all just have like a hologram reunion.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you'll be able to, like, go, but not, like, you can be there, but not go there.
I love that.
So you can just, like, go eat the food, see somebody else, and be like, doo-doo, I'm out.
Yep. That's good. You know?
Nobody's going to see you on your way to the car and be like,
you don't drive a Maserati, you drive a Mazda. It's got a Z, N, and M. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that stuff's, yeah. Just the blast from the past type flashback shit's just debilitating.
It is, because, you know, like I always thought I was going to be one that made it, like, according to society. Yeah. I always had good grades. I always was, like, top of my class.
The traditional sense,
the traditional sense of, like, you know, and I see, like, a lot of the people that I graduated with, and they all have their degrees, and, you know, they're all doing well for themselves, and I'm looking for the next way out. Like,
well, there has been kind of a reversal of, I don't know, aspirations, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the stats on it, but it doesn't seem like people are as excited to go out and get, you know, go into debt to get an education, and then...
And then not even want to do that career.
Not do it, or not have the capability to do it, or not be what they anticipated, and can't ever pay back their student loans, and just are in some kind of, like, awful limbo for the rest of their life. So what do? They just, like, fuck this shit. I'm going to go live in a van.
But see, why couldn't, like, you know, like, on that show that I was talking to you about, like, a lot of the people are like, I wish I would have just done this straight out of high school and didn't waste my time in college, because I would have an extra 6 years under my belt and I have a degree that I'm never going to use. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I mean, they always have that to fall back on, which is great. But, you know, they're starting out, you know, once they put like 6 years in, you know, they're already 30, which I'm 30 now. But it's like they could have 12 years in and be, you know, that much more experienced into whatever they want to be. And I didn't know. I had an idea of what I wanted to be. I still would like to be a nurse, but I think the reason why I like really have the desire to do that is because of my heart, and I care for a lot of people, and I just like chaos.
You thrive in chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I, when I went to school and they basically told us in Fresno, like, hey, if you're undecided, you know, just go for your business. Mm-hmm. You know? So I was majoring in business administration, and I'm like, this is stupid. It's not going to get me anywhere, you know, but at least I'll have something to fall back on. But
you know what though? That's an interesting way to look at it, but because you don't really fall back on that either.
No.
Because you have to really commit yourself to that path if you decide, like, oh, shit, well, okay, my life as a juggler didn't work out. I guess I'll fall back on my physical therapy degree.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got to devote now as much, if not more, effort establishing that, getting a job or building a practice or going into a practice. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and I don't know.
It's not really rewarding.
No, because it's a slippery slope.
Once or you could be like me and not have a degree and be in freaking the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that option.
Yeah, and then screw everybody on the high school reunion.
Yeah.
It's like they put me up on this thing, and like I could literally show it to you right now. I didn't even accept the invite.
I'm always on that list. I never.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even, and like, people were reaching out to, like, Amber and stuff, like, hey, can you get a hold of Vanessa? And she's like, what do you want me to tell them? And I'm like, I'm not going. Like, I don't care what you tell them. I'm not going to be there. Like, I don't want to go spend time with them. And then, like, they posted pictures about, like, the people that went. And I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather just not go.
It is awkward, huh?
Yeah, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, hey, remember that one time in class when you cheated off of me?
Yeah.
And then you made fun of me, but you cheated off me for a whole freaking semester? Cool! And you have a degree now? What, did you cheat? Like, I'm still bitter about stuff from high school. Like, why? You want me to get in fights? I'll be in jail. And then I'll be working at the Chowchill Affair. This is one big circle.
You know what the best part, actually, you know what the coup de grace of that whole thing was? You fell asleep on the couch that night, and you had the gnarliest fair feet ever.
Dude, it's a real thing. It is a real thing. It is. You wear flip-flops just this powdery brown
death
dirt shit of sweat and regret, and they get black. They call the people that walk around Chowchill, they call them Chowchill Blackfoots. They really? Do. Yeah, the girls that are.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Yeah.
Hussies.
Yeah.
But yeah, because they just walk, you know.
Yeah.
Just walking here and there, and they're flip flops, and you could just see, like, as they're walking, you're just like, oh, their heels are black, and oh. I guarantee you that my feet will never be that black again in my life. I'm never going back to that place.
It was, you know what? It kind of actually looking back on it, it made me think of like the 40-year-old virgin. You saw the 40-year-old virgin?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Did you see the part where they go to the speed dating thing?
Vaguely.
Okay, and then in the end, they're all pissed and they all walk out, and like Paul Rudd's like smoking a cigarette, and like. They're all, like, half drunken, and they're just pissed and walking out the door, and he's, like, just chucking his cigarette and his drink, and they're just leaving because it was just the worst experience ever.
It was. That's, you could look at my feet and be like, oh, she really had a rough fucking day.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to recover from it, and I still haven't. We just went back in time about how I just, like, hate everybody now. I hate everybody. I'm sitting here watching people give blood through the window, and it's like... It makes me feel like them. Like, sign your name. Go ahead, sign your name, lady. Get out.
And get out.
And don't go to the Chowchill Affair May 5th.
That's right. It is May 5th.
It's always May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Always. It's like, oh, you want to go to the Chowchill Affair? Like, no, not really.
Oh, man.
But I thought it was going to be a different experience because we didn't really go. We would go to the fair, but my mom would never just let us go. Like, we would go for a few hours, and then we would come home. Mm-hmm. So, like, while all my other friends were, like, running around and taking pictures and having fun, like, I was already home.
Yeah.
Like, by, like, 5, we already had to have dinner, and, like, that was it for our fair experience. Man. And so, like, when I was in high school, and when I was 18, and I ran, actually, I had already graduated high school. I had already graduated high school. And, no, I didn't. I didn't graduate till June 5th. And so, I was, like, happy to go there because I just wanted to see if I won, and I had won. But I thought, like, going back at 27, it was going to be, like, the experience that I had always thought that the fair was going to be.
Whoa.
You know, like, seeing, like, oh, I could be at the beer gardens, and I can, you know, be, like, I don't know, just kind of be in a different, like, I wasn't a kid anymore. Like, yeah. I got to, like.
This is a real deal now. This
real deal. Like, I'm going to be. Freaking smashed by 2 o'clock if it's the last thing I do. And it was actually like the only and first thing I did. And that's why I had the experience I did. And that's, I'm not going to go back, man. I try to live it up to the fullest because I just wanted, I wanted there to be Toby Keith. I wanted there to be every fucking thing I had always dreamt of that the fair was like when I was laying at home in bed at 9 o'clock. Like, I wonder what I'm missing out on. Like, I was missing out on Toby Keith.
Yep.
You know? That's why it's just like...
Or Mike.
You know, or Mike. And it's like, who are they? You know? Like, they have to travel with the fair because I've never seen them in my life. Like, they're probably, like, from Tulare or something. But, like, they have to, like, be with the fair.
They had a bus.
Yeah. I was...
Hey, I don't know what kind.
Well, they didn't really have a bus.
It was more like a school bus.
It was more like they didn't own anything. Except a fake signature of Toby Keith.
Yeah, I didn't even consider the fact that you're writing somebody else's name, huh?
Yeah, like, what is wrong with you?
Some balls.
No, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a lie, but, you know, you win some, and then some days you end up on the couch with Blackfoot. Thinking that you got an autograph and you were just rocking out to Toby Keith.
And then that cushion never got...
And Jason Aldean.
And then that cushion was never cleaned afterwards.
No.
And
they're in my new house right now.
And somebody's laid their head on that.
Oh.
Several times. I probably slept on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got fair feet lung.
And it's, you know, it's like, it's really contagious. It's really contagious because when you go to the fair, you think like... oh, I'm going to have the best time of my life. Like, people think about, like, oh, I can't wait to go to the fair and get a turkey leg. And, you know, I don't really think the Chowchilla Fair has those. They're probably too expensive. But they have, like, corn dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, we learned how to fry our own corn dogs at home because the fair only came around once a year.
Can I get a fair hot dog, Mom? We have fair corn dogs at home.
I'm not paying $8. It's $8 for a whole box of 24.
Yeah, only suckers buy those.
Gosh.
You know what, though? That's why you're the person you are today.
Full of anger and
No job.
I'm milking unemployment right now. But it's not true because I applied for my job twice and they still won't let me go back. Everybody can shove it up their ass.
Hey, this is the third time I applied for my job.
Dude.
That I already had.
And it asks you, like, you know, on the application, like, have you ever applied for this establishment before?
Yeah.
And I checked yes, and it said, if so, when? And I put my original date, which was 03-2018. And then I put the date when they made us re-interview, or, like, reapply, which was 03-21.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how stupid I look to be there again yesterday on 04-26?
The lady working at the fucking... EDD just opening that shit up like, oh, bitch. this poor little girl.
I know.
they turned her down again.
they're probably like, you can't apply for the same place. You can't use the same. No, but I applied all three times.
I actually went to an interview.
Gosh.
Several times.
So annoying.
Oh, you're the best. You crack me up.
Oh, man.
Greatest story ever.
I'm glad for you.
That's...
Yeah. I'm glad that one day when this podcast reached millions and millions of people...
Yeah, you'll be...
I will be gone. I will be fucking so gone. I will be so far off the earth.
Oh.
I will be...
You better not.
I will be on the... walking around the Grand Canyon.
Oh, well, maybe I'll be with you.
Just so I have no service, so nobody can be like, hey, you still didn't do anything with your life?
Hey, when's that interview again at Rio?
Dude, they haven't even called me back, and I did two interviews yesterday. Horseshit. I'm starting to get the feeling like they just don't want me back. They don't know how to break it to me the third time.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Oh, my God.
The world is your oyster.
That was the best. Okay, I'm going to go get those boxes.
All right.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, of course. Anything for you, man.